This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, Hello, Fort Snelling.
Some 326,000 Minnesotans marched off to fight during World War II. Many of them passed through Fort Snelling on their way to serve their country.
Putting soldiers on the battlefields to win final victory.
Walter Grotz was drafted at age 18.
When I graduated from Delano High School in 1943, in 7 days I was in the Army and inducted in at Fort Snelling, Minnesota.
Fort Snelling stood at the confluence of the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers since before Minnesota was a state. The historic post was an induction station during the Civil War. When World War II began, it became the Fort Snelling Reception Station, Minnesota's induction point for the armed forces. At its busiest, Fort Snelling processed 800 recruits a day. Most stayed in the barracks at Fort Snelling only a short time. They were sworn in and got their physicals and vaccinations. Then they were tested and classified, a process that could take from 3 days to 2 weeks. Finally, they were transferred out for basic training. At the end of the war, the fort's separation point was where thousands of returning veterans were processed out. Claude Williams had been held prisoner in a German prison camp. After he was liberated, he was eager to return home and recalls the long final leg of a train ride back to Minnesota.
It took us 7 days to go from Chicago to Fort Snelling. From there, I was sent home and eventually went and got separated from the service.
Fort Snelling is still used by reservists.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.